Hi everyone, it's Helen from Beacon, back with your regular update. How are you? Did you follow the coronation? Well, we have had an amazing time here at Beacon, marking such a momentous occasion with our members who have been doing royal-themed crafts and enjoying lots of parties over the past week. Our centre was specially decked out for the occasion with union flags everywhere, and we even had some royal-themed games for people to take part in. The highlight for me was a delicious-looking union flag cake made by our members that had the flag made out of blueberries and strawberries. It really did look amazing. Our shops also got in on the act. Our retail team put together some amazing window displays to celebrate the coronation. And again, they were mainly like Union Jack themed. Our Sedgley shop had a fabulous sequins Union flag dress in the window. But there was also lots of other little mementos like mugs and pictures. If that's inspired you to pop into your nearest Beacon shop, you can check out the locations on our website, www.beaconvision.org/shops. Now, can you believe it's May? If you want to try something new this month, there's plenty on offer in our community activity program. We've got a dozen activities lined up, and we've already been to Bridge North Garden Centre and held our regular book club in the last few days alone. You can find out more on our website, www.beaconvision.org/what's-on-may2023, or call us on 01902 880111. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, the second semi-final of the fabulous JW Hunt Cup has probably just taken place. Lichfield City FC were due to take on OJM Black Country FC at the AFC Wolf Unions Ground in Wolverhampton on Wednesday, May the 10th. Kickoff was 7:30 p.m. and the entrance was £5. The funds raised from this competition will be supporting the Beacon Centre, as has been the case every year since the Cup first got underway in 1926. How amazing is that? Good luck to both teams, we said, and thank you for your support. That's it for this week. I'll be updating you next week with who's in the final. See you soon. Bye-bye.